This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Joins us right now, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Evan Gettings in for Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Slater, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Not much, just enjoying a very different-looking Warriors team after last night. We've been asking a lot of people this, and I'm curious to get your thoughts. If you had to sum up the last 2 days, because I think a lot of people had these two games circled as a tough back-to-back, quality opponents, perhaps the biggest test they've faced so far in the Jimmy Butler era. How would you sum up the last 48 hours?
I mean, it's a reasonable result. It obviously feels a little flipped on what you might expect, but to me, it kept them in pole position for the sixth, but it probably, I don't want to say eliminated their ability to climb up, because I do think Memphis is still a target, but it certainly, you know, in my opinion, it limited them from getting past Denver and probably, you know, past a couple teams up there. So kind of limited their ceiling a little bit. You know, they could be sitting here at 9 in a row if you just beat a Denver team without Jokic and Murray and with an ability to climb past Denver. But you no longer have that. So I would say that's kind of a negative from them the last couple of days.
Well, you know, winning without Steph Curry is great, but there's also the question of what's going on with Steph, right? And I understand that this was part mental as well. We all watched the other day, like, oh my God, he tweaked his back in pregames, and then all of a sudden he's wearing like some sort of a back wrap thingy. What's going on physically with Steph Curry currently?
He's 37. Back's bothering him a bit. He's obviously had knee tendonitis this year. He's tweaked an ankle. Remember that happened recently?
It's true.
It's just, you know, he's accumulating bumps and bruises over the course of a season. It's weird. Remember the 22 title year?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most underrated aspects, I believe, of that run was he hurt his foot in March. Marcus Smart landed on him weird. He missed the last month. He comes off the bench, right?
No, Marcus Smart didn't land on him. He crashed into him and almost blew his leg off.
There you go. You can have that description regardless of what happened. He missed the last month. In retrospect, in Steve Kerr's telling, even like that month away was like really good refreshing the body. You know, you don't want him going, you know, hectic to try to chase. It's why when they went 12-3 early this season, it was like, oh man, they're probably not going to have, you know, play-in drama this year. That should help them late in the year to rest. Obviously, that's not the case. This has been kind of a winding season, but they found a chance to spot rest him last night. I think that'll help. But the reality is he has a marathon ahead of him if they're really going to make a deep run. And that's tough on not only his body. Jimmy Butler's 35, Draymond Green's 35. So that is what makes me the most skeptical of the idea that they're now, you know, a true title contender, is just the age and accumulation that is ahead for really, you know, a 2-month sprint if you're really going to get into June.
Anthony Slater joining us here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. A few days ago, Jimmy Butler told you, in fact, that, you know, you would know when it's his time to score, to kind of take over. And last night, he obviously had to do that with Steph Curry being out. You know, I guess how impressed were you with, I don't know if you want to call it a Jimmy game, but certainly one that he had his fingerprints all over, one that was slipping, and it felt like he reeled it back in. What did you make of Jimmy's performance last night?
It's just, he's a really interesting scorer to watch, especially right now, because, like, I think we'd all agree, like, he doesn't really trust his jumper, right? I mean, I don't even know what he is from three with the Warriors, but it's not good.
Yeah.
The mid-ranger hasn't been there, like you've seen, you know, at past points of his career. You can tell he's really kind of, in many ways, trying to find his offensive game. But within him finding his offensive game, he's just, like, able to just will himself to 24 points last night. Very creative foul drawer. And, you know, I think that's, those type of players have ticked Warriors fans off in the past because, you know, the Warriors don't necessarily have them. But I'm sure they're enjoying the way Jimmy's been doing it last night. He flips the game last night by kind of, you know, baiting 2 3-point foul calls for a guy who's not hitting threes at all. He just, you know, the way he crashes into guys on the baseline and his physicality almost forces the whistle. And it's just like, he is the leading scorer of the game last night, even though I think if you, like, talk to him post game, like, it's not like he's feeling good about his scoring right now. Like, it feels like he's out of rhythm, but still he just, like, knows how to figure it out, really.
Well, I think it's really difficult too for him. You know, you just got put on this team with an all-time great player, and you don't want to, like, oh, let me take the reins. But I do believe, if you look at the last two games, they were way too frenetic and careless in the Denver game, closing things out. And I love the methodical way they brought the ball up the floor and were just more deliberate in the half court, not having Steph last night. How do they blend the two styles so that we can accentuate what both do really, really well?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You kind of got to lean into, you know, what's working at the moment. If you're facing a Kings team that is just springing leaks everywhere, then, like, you know, use the chaos, use Steph. If Steph's really hot like he was in Orlando, and remember Butler was really cold that night, Like, you know, do your thing, Steph. But, you know, if it's a close game, if it's a tight game, if they're throwing the ball around the gym like they were against Denver, they need to throttle it back. If there's possession, certainly during the minutes when Curry's on the bench, it does need to be more methodical. You know, I think they need to, obviously, and you'll probably ask me about it, but they need to find a, you know, a smoother way to integrate Jonathan Kuminga into the situation. He's clearly their third best scorer. He's got to, you know, go ahead.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, yeah. Like, I'm as high on JK as anybody, but I also, I don't understand what they're trying to accomplish right now. His back to the basket game is not his bread and butter. In fact, I think it's one of the weaknesses of his game. And I feel like he's been relegated since returning back to, hey, we're going to throw you the ball at the block and we're going to have no movement. We're not going to have a lot of spacing and shooters around you. And then he's settling for a fadeaway. How do they open up and accentuate the things that he does well here? And what lineup combinations are going to really help him be a better scorer for them? Because they do need him.
Yeah, I mean, look, him being out there on the floor with Steph's always better, and that's better for anybody. I mean, that's not a revelation, but, you know, he got, you know, six dunks or whatever it was against the Kings because he just kept being able to kind of cut into space. And that's where this team needs to, you know, it's not just him, right? That's what Jimmy Butler was talking about in New York after he got a few slips to the rim. So lineups with Steph Curry will also help Jonathan Kuminga more. He probably needs to help himself and sharpen up his shot diet. This is something that really turned his season around briefly in you know, late December, early January, where Steve Kerr really got on him about some of the mid-range shot selection, and then he kind of pared it down, and it was a lot more slashing at the rim. But I think part of it, you mentioned it, it's the lineup combinations he was in last night. It was just the floor was crunched around him. Mm-hmm. It was against a big Bucks team that, you know, was walling off the paint, right? They have Brook Lopez, they have Giannis. Like, that's a difficult team for him to go against and score against. And also, I just think, you know, this is part of him coming back from 2 months away. I don't see him turning the corner with that, like, you know, burst that he has on his ankle. I thought last night, you know, some of the finishes were a little bit, you know, softer at the rim than you usually see from him. And I think once he missed a few early, it kind of snowballed. And you usually see him go up with more force. And I think part of that is, like, you know, he's still, like, this was a very difficult ankle sprain that he came back from that kind of sapped some of his burst, and he's trying to get that back. So, you know, I think that's all in the mix right now, but also, you know, the contract situation's looming over his head. The fact that the Warriors have completely changed who they are with Butler, and he's trying to fit into that. To me, the flagrant foul last night was a sign of, like, it was almost like a frustration boiling flagrant foul. So, you know, we'll see, though. Hey, it's not like it's gone horrendously. Last night was probably his worst game of the season.
Clunky.
But I thought, yeah, for sure. But, it, you know, it's obviously not just him. But, you know, the lineup combinations he's in, the lack of spacing and the way defenses play him, like, that's something they need to solve. But they also very much need his skill set. I think anybody knows that.
Anthony Slater with us here on the Morning Rose, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Well, along those lines, you know, something that I've just kind of noticed at the beginning of the game is more so than towards the end, but, you know, Kuminga comes in for Butler, and Butler subs out for Kuminga. Have you been surprised that they haven't seen much time on the floor together, because Butler's been able to elevate the play of everyone else around him, and it just Kuminga hasn't shared as many minutes on the floor with him as I was expecting? I don't know how you see it.
Yeah, it's early, and, you know, Kuminga, they're still kind of, it was, what, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20, then like 27, 24, so yeah. I think that kind of limits it, but, you know, they should put that combo more. There's spacing concerns, but to me, sometimes I think they're a little bit afraid of it, like they were afraid of Wiggins and Kuminga, and to me, you don't have the similar problem as you had with that kind of the Wiggins-Kuminga pairing because of Butler's playmaking and his ability to lift others up, but I kind of think it's more been about who's in and out of the lineup and Kuminga's minutes restriction than them not wanting those two together. And I think you will see them together in lineup combinations plenty in the next, you know, few weeks.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. Pods played really well in his return. It was great to see him back. Much needed. Quinton Post, though, to me is the interesting aspect of this team right now because, you know, he only played, like, whatever, 9 minutes. He got attacked right off the floor defensively. But I never saw Kerr go back to him. And I understand that he is going to be a defensive liability at times. He's also a rookie. And you've allowed, I'm talking about Steve Kerr has, you know, certain rookies to bounce back from maybe a disappointing early stretch in a game. And he goes back out there with them and they bring things to the table and they have to learn from their mistakes. Are they going to stay committed to Quentin Post, because when he's hitting threes, and we know that he can kind of light it up at any point at any time, it does change and tilt how a defense defends you. So is he a guy that's just going to be matchup dependent, or are you think they're going to be more committed to playing him more consistently in both halves going forward?
I mean, yes to all of your questions. I mean, they're committed to, like, you know, trying to get that spacing on the floor. And, you know, Kerr mentioned it last night, but the lineup that opened the fourth has been really good for them, which includes Quentin Postles, who they started last night, and that kind of, you know, changed the game for them at the start of the fourth, which included him hitting that huge corner three. He provides an element that helps everybody. It's going to help Kuminga to have that floor space. It certainly helps Steph, Butler, everybody. But he's wearing a massive target on his jersey. Doc Rivers relentlessly was going after him last night with Lillard, with, you know, all the screen action. And that is going to be a regular thing in the playoffs when he's on the floor. You know, I've mentioned it plenty, but remember when Oklahoma City came in here and he started, you know, the Thunder just put Jalen Williams on him. And had Jalen Williams dog him on the offensive end. And I think, Williams got a couple steals. And then Shea Gilgeous-Alexander dragged him into every single action, scored 21 points in the first quarter, and you didn't see Quentin Post again. And again, that's an egregious example. That is maybe the toughest challenge he'll face. But certainly if they're facing the Thunder in the second round, that's going to be one of the pivot points of the series that we're going to be talking about going into the series, and we would be talking about within the series, which is how much can they play him, because we understand the element he provides offensively, the future he has in the league, and, you know, I do think you want to get him the experiences you're talking about for the now and for the future.
Exactly.
But also, for sure, but also you don't want to just, you know, lose a series because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander gets to walk in a 9 mid-range.
There's a happy medium.
Yeah.
Slates, there's a happy medium.
Sure.
Like, to me, it's like, hey, let's get him baptized a little now, you know, by fire. And then hopefully 2 months from now, as we're committed to it, he's slightly better. And I don't have so quick of a yo-yo. I just know with young players in general, if you're allowed to learn from a mistake within the game and check back in, you know, sometimes you see growth. And when he didn't check back into the game the other night, I get why they did it, but that's also why we're in year 4 with Moody and Kuminga, and we have certain questions, and I think they need to stay committed, because the other alternatives behind him aren't blowing me away either. Looney and TJD, etc., they're not blowing me away either, so there's some give and take. I just think they need to stay committed to him.
There is, but I think you are downplaying the real alternatives behind him, which is no center, you know, which is a Draymond at center, which is more Kuminga. You know, 24 minutes of Quentin Post means probably, you know, very little Gui Santos, and maybe minimize Kuminga, and, you know, maybe you take other, you know, small ball options off the floor. I know you saw Trayce Jackson-Davis briefly in a cameo last night, but he's not going to overplay Trayce Jackson-Davis and Looney together. It's more, to me, it's just more small ball or post, and that's what we'll probably come down to.
Okay.
Anthony Slater with us here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Draymond Green and just talking about defense. He was incredible last night on Giannis Antetokounmpo. And, you know, after the game, Draymond says a lot of things, but he mentioned the Defensive Player of the Year race. And he's in it. I was checking today, and I think his odds are second. But, I mean, is that realistic, or is it more just, you know, something where we're at the end of the year and Draymond Green's back in, you know, defense, all defense kind of consideration?
Yeah, I think right now he's very likely to get first team all D because, you know, the narrative around this team has shifted with Butler, and the fact that, you know, if they were sitting at the 9-10 seed, which is they were prior to Butler, like he would have a tough time getting on second team all defense, but, you know, they're second in defense in what we believe is kind of their team now. If they can climb up to 5 or 4, I think he'll have a lot of momentum. Right now, considering the Cavaliers' record and you know, Evan Mobley's, contributions to that, he seems to be the favorite. But, I mean, Draymond mentioned it last night. This was Victor Wembanyama's award. As a voter, I had pretty much already ticketed him into that award by midseason. And when he was announced out, in which, you know, not only he might not have won it because, you know, lack of playing, but now with the, games played rule, he's literally disqualified for it. So I got to pick somebody, and it does feel wide open. And if Draymond has a loud push to end the season on the court, we know it's going to be loud off the court. You know, he's going to campaign for himself plenty. Sure, he's in the mix. I think they're going to have to go something like 10-3, climb up to the 4-5, do it a bunch on the defensive end, and maybe he has one or two more signature nights like last night. But like last night is very important in award season. He did it against Giannis. He had highlight plays against Giannis, blocked him a few times, and then he came out post game and made it a story. Right, there's probably 25 headlines online tonight and segments all over the country about, hey, is this guy actually in the DPOY conversation? And I think when that conversation happens, people realize how mediocre the field is, right? This is not some strong candidates all over the league. So it might open up for him to maybe try to sneak it in.
Do you guys know who the oldest player to ever get on defensive all first team is? I do.
The oldest?
Yeah.
Bill Russell? I don't know.
Bruce Bowen.
Wow. Okay. What age?
36 years, 307 days.
Yeah, Draymond's almost there.
He's 35. He just turned 35 in March. So Draymond's right behind him. And that would be an accomplishment. At his age, I think that's pretty special.
I think at this point, he's probably on it. I mean, Evan mentioned it. He was up to second in the odds for Defensive Player of the Year. To me, that, I mean, all you got to be is a top five defensive player in the league. And I think at this point, he's probably has the case for having that type of season.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, I think it's, look, it just kind of speaks to the kind of ride that the Warriors are on right now. And so we appreciate your time, Slater, coming on and helping us break down the past couple of games. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, fellas.
That's Anthony Slater, River Island's guest line.
So the oldest DPOY is Dikembe Mutombo, 34 years old.
Is that 01?
Uh-huh. So Draymond, if he were to win it, would be the oldest.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.